Hello and welcome to this reflection from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. We continue to think about our habits and how we can align them with God's. And last week I asked the question, who is helping you break your bad habits? By looking at James chapter 5 verses 13 to 18, we saw that we are called to ask for help from God firstly, and then from one another, by confessing our sins to each other. Last week we looked at why it is important to confess our sins to God first and foremost, but also to others, so that they can be praying for us as well. When we do this, it brings healing to ourselves, brings healing to our relationships with others, and it brings healing to the church. However, we're really not very good at following this instruction from James. Why do we struggle with confessing to one another? And what can we do to make it easier to do this? I'm going to read from James chapter 5, verses 13 to 18, and then from Philippians 2, 1 to 8. Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being, even as we are. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. And then from Philippians 2. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. So why do we rebel against confessing our sins to one another, relying on each other? Well, probably the biggest reason is pride. Pride tells us that we always have to be better than others. And even when we aren't actually any better than others, which is all the time, our pride tells us that we have to pretend that we're better. And so our pride cannot possibly allow us to admit to someone else a weakness or a failing. The Bible has a lot to say about the dangers of pride. As the often quoted proverb says in chapter 16, verse 18, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. And again in Proverbs 11, verse 2, when pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with the humble is wisdom. In fact, the book of Proverbs is full of wisdom when it comes to the danger of pride. Pride is a serious problem. It is one of the ugliest things on earth because pride deifies the self. It tries to take God's place in the universe. And it also dehumanizes everyone else. Pride deceives us into making idols out of ourselves, and it calls us to worship ourselves rather than God. It tells us that we can find satisfaction in status, success, abilities and talents. It tells us that we are better than others and everything can be achieved by our own strength and ability. But pride lies to us and leads us on a destructive path. That is why the book of Proverbs has so many verses dealing with the problem of pride. The Proverbs are written to remind us of how perilous it is to walk the path of pride, because we will fall. We will end up in trouble. So what can we do about this? How can we counter the problem of pride to enable us to depend on God and one another? Well, the opposite of pride is humility. And we have the perfect example of humility to follow. In Philippians 2, Paul points to Jesus as our example. While pride tries to convince us that we can become gods, Jesus is actually God, and yet he chose to lay aside his majesty and humble himself. He chose to make himself nothing, rather than lord his power and glory over everyone. And Paul tells us, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. He's not asking for much, is he? Paul knew that the biggest problem facing humanity is our pride, and so he calls us to humility. And he points to the example of Jesus as if to say, if even God was willing to humble himself, then no one is exempt. No position too great, no intellect too lofty, no wealth too abundant to exempt someone from the command to humble themselves. Nothing about us disqualifies us from that need for humility. Pride stops us admitting when we are struggling with something. We hate the idea that we would become lower than someone else, and so we keep quiet. In Proverbs 13 verse 10 it says, where there is strife there is pride, but wisdom is found in those who take advice. Pride stops us seeking advice and help from others, because when we are prideful, we think we know it all and we don't need help. Pride is competitive by nature, and so when we are filled with pride, we will never come to someone else for help. But wisdom comes when we listen to one another and pay attention to the experiences of others who might be able to help. So we need humility to teach us to depend on one another. Pride is extremely misguided, because if we truly want to be the best of ourselves, we need to depend on help from God and others to help us grow. When we're prideful, we think we are better than others, when the truth is we are better when we are interdependent on others and fully dependent on God. We need humility to recognise that we're not better than others, nor are we God. And this means that we all need help from one another, and we most especially need help from God. Let us continue to ask God to help us become more humble. As we grow in humility, so too do we grow in our ability to rely on each other as the body of Christ that God created us to be. So we can see that pride is a massive reason for why we do not help one another in our walk of faith. And we don't come to each other with our struggles because we don't want to look weak to one another. But another reason that we don't help each other, another reason we don't confess our sins to one another, is fear. We fear the reaction we might get from another if we tell them about the darkest parts of ourselves. And I think this fear can be located in a few causes. Firstly, I think a big reason we fear telling people about our problems is because of the fear of rejection. The things we need to confess cause us to feel ashamed. We have acted in ways contrary to the loving rule of God, and this makes us feel shame and guilt. This shame then makes us believe that if anyone knew the truth about us, they would reject us, hate us, and scorn us. I wonder, and I'm certainly not asking for anyone to identify themselves, but I wonder how many of us have ever had a thought that's similar to this. If people knew the real me, they wouldn't like me. This fear that others would reject us if they knew the truth keeps us from sharing with one another and asking for help. God made us for relationship. Relationship with him and relationship with others. We need to feel that we belong. That is an innate part of us. And God has called us to belong to his family. But this also means that we fear rejection. And this fear can paralyze us and stop us from having a proper relationship with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Because we fear they'd reject us if they knew us better. But Jesus calls us to love one another. In John 15 verse 12 he says, "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you." We are to love one another as Jesus loves us. And this means that we are to love even though we have messed up. Jesus loves us even though we continually sin against him. He doesn't reject us even though he knows the deepest, darkest depths of our hearts. And we too are called to have that kind of love for one another. If someone is brave enough to admit where they are struggling with their life, let love be your first response. Love that person enough to want to help them. Jesus chose to die for us so that we didn't have to be condemned and rejected for our sin. So let us try to share this love with one another. Another reason for our fear of telling people about our bad habits and sins is a fear of judgment. This is similar to rejection in that we fear that it would affect someone's impression of us if we told them something. But rejection involves the cutting off relationship. Judgment focuses on the scorning of someone. I'm sure we've all had experiences where we felt like we were being judged by someone for something or other. Maybe you felt judged for what you looked like, what you wore, what you did or didn't do, what you believed, what you were or were not capable of, etc. I know whenever I felt judged, I felt really small and insignificant. Especially as the judgment comes from a sense that I was in some way inferior, whereas the other person was superior. In the church, we sometimes fear judgment from our fellow Christians because we convince ourselves that they're doing really well in their Christian journey. They aren't sinning, they have an amazingly close relationship with God, and they're practically perfect. Of course, that isn't true of any of us, but that doesn't stop us from thinking it sometimes. And so we fear that if we tell someone about where we've messed up and are finding things hard, we will receive judgment for our lack of faith or a lack of commitment or doubt or whatever it might be. I come back to those words written by Paul to the Philippians. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. Jesus had every reason to look down on people and judge them for their relationship with God or for their sin. And yet he chose to die on the cross so that he could take the judgment that was due to us. If Jesus has set us free from judgment, then we should not be trying to add it back on. Judgment is the sole right of God and God alone. Only he can judge, because he sees the depths of our hearts. He knows the truth of a situation. So we should not judge one another, nor should we fear judgment from each other. I'm sure there are many other reasons that we are reluctant to share deeply with one another. Other reasons that stop us from turning to each other for help with our bad habits and sins. But while there may be reasons that make it hard for us to share, we should not let those reasons paralyze us and stop us from being the body of Christ that God made us to be. Being the body means that we support one another. So if there is something you are struggling with, and we all have things that we're struggling with, I encourage you to tell someone and allow them to support you. You don't have to broadcast things to everyone, but turning to another believer for support is a truly valuable thing. Don't let pride or fear or anything else hold you back. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you that you have blessed us by allowing us to have a relationship firstly with you, but also with our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. You have made us to be a family. You have called us the body of Christ. So Lord, help us to act in a way that reflects our calling as a body, to support one another, to depend on each other. Help us not to let pride or fear or anything else stop us from deepening our relationships with each other. Help us as we grow more in our relationship with you to also grow more in our relationships with one another. In your name we pray. Amen.